The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me." Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Our first reading this morning from the book of the prophet Isaiah is really the first of four hymns that we find in the book of the prophet Isaiah that speak about a mysterious figure called the suffering servant. The suffering servant has been used to describe our Lord Jesus. But these readings are scattered throughout the second part of the book of the prophet Isaiah. And in the first reading we heard proclaimed, we hear of a servant who is chosen by the Lord. He is pleasing to God and blessed with the Holy Spirit. He will establish justice on the earth. The church views Jesus as this suffering servant since they share the same attributes, a teacher who is gentle and brings about justice. Our second reading is from the Acts of the Apostles. And here, Peter is in Joppa when he has a vision, almost like a trance. The heavens open, and something like a great sheet comes down from the sky. In it were all kinds of animals and reptiles and birds of the air. He heard a voice say, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." Peter would not, since there were animals included that were deemed to be unclean. He heard the voice three times. Eventually, he comes to understand that the vision is from God, and that God has shown him that he, Peter, should accept anyone, Jew or Gentile. This, too, is the mission of Jesus, the mission of the apostles. God's plan of salvation is for all nations and all peoples. And from the Gospel of Matthew, we know that what Jesus did in his early life. He grew up in the shop of a carpenter. But other than this, not a whole lot. Tradition tells us that he was about 30 years of age when he began his public ministry. There was a Jewish custom that rabbis did not begin to function as teachers until they were 30 years of age. From this, we learn about the sanctifying value of living an ordinary life and having a job. To fill all righteousness is understood to mean doing the will of God in our lives. Today's feast and scripture readings should lead us to reflect on our own baptism. For some of us, it's a long time ago, and most of us probably have no recollection of what happened that day when we were taken to church and the cleansing waters of baptism poured over us. But do we know who baptized us? Do we know who our godparents or our sponsors are? Do we ever think about them, pray for them, thank God for them? The Holy Spirit is given to us at our baptism. God looked down upon us, proclaimed that we too are God's beloved sons and daughters. In a sermon by St. Gregory Nazianzen, found in the Liturgy of the Hours, the prayer of the church, I quote, "Today, let us do honor to Christ's baptism and celebrate this feast in holiness. Be cleansed entirely and continue to be cleansed. Nothing gives such pleasure to God as the conversion and the salvation of the human race, for whom God's every word and every revelation exists. God wants us to become a living force for all people, lights shining in the darkness. We are to be radiant lights as we stand beside Christ, the great light, bathed in the glory of Him who is the light of heaven. We are to enjoy more and more the pure and dazzling light of the Trinity, as now we have received, though not in its fullness, a ray of its splendor proceeding from the one God."